Amen. Amen. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I'm so grateful that each and every one of you on the call, and we are tagging today, Wonder Working Power Wednesday. Praise God. Coming out of Ephesians 3, and where it says, "Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us." Hallelujah. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We glorify you and we honor you for every good and perfect gift. We thank you, Father, that you have allowed us to open our eyes on this July 1st, the second half of 2015. And Lord God, we thank you that you have graced us with your presence, with your love, with your peace, with your joy. We know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We glorify you, Father, for the power that works on the inside of each and every one of us. It's your resurrection power. We glorify you, Father, hallelujah, because it's your anointing, oh God, that touches each and every one of us to go forth in the marketplace. So, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you minister to each and every person on this call, that you touch their hearts, their minds, and their spirits, oh God, that they will go forth and realize, Lord God, that greater is he that is in each and every one of us than he that is in the world. We thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father, for gracing them with your love, your peace, and your joy, for overshadowing them, Lord God, like never before. We thank you for this call, the TMC call, Lord God, that your people will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered. We thank you, Father, for the anointing, for the blood of Jesus and the testimonies of the saints. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We ask you, Father, that you anoint your speaker this morning, oh God. Anoint this person like never before, Father God. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God, because we thank you, Father. Your word goes forth, it never returns, but it always accomplishes what you do, what you sent it to do. So we ask you, Father, that you overshadow your people with your love. Overshadow your people with your peace. Overshadow your people with the joy of the Lord, that we all will continue to praise your holy and righteous name. We thank you, we glorify you, and we honor you. In the matchless name of Jesus we pray. Hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there? Praise God, praise God. Host, are you there? Well, glory to God, glory to God. Did I hear somebody?
Good morning, Master's Call family. Minister LaShawn, you're unmuted.
Emma, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, Minister LaShawn. God bless you.
Amen, and praise God for you. And look at how God works, because we started out by saying that it's Wonder Working Wednesday, and you continued with it's Wonder Working Wednesday with power. So we are excited in what God is doing in our life, and we're just so excited for having all of us on a line yet again to have an opportunity to glorify his name. So good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. We greet you all with Jesus' joy, and thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for greeting and seating God's children this morning, because we know that the blood still works. So good morning, Master's Call family. My name is Minister LaShawn, and I reside in the state of Delaware by means of New York City. And we welcome you all with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. And we want to go ahead and welcome you if this is your very first time on the call, and invite you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. If you go there, you will know a little bit more about our speakers, and you'll go ahead and learn a little bit more about the Master's Call. And while we're so excited that we are approaching 500 uninterrupted years, 5 years of God using us to minister his word, to get to his people through the grace of God. We're excited that we're coming up on 5 years because we know that anything done with decency goes through Christ. So because of that, he chose two God-ordained women, which is Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we are so excited that her and Ms. Super Fantastic with her awesome Joy Retreat have decided to say yes to God and thus creating the Master's Call. And the Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010. And like I said, God gives us everything through decency and grace. So with that being said, there was a mission statement that was given. And that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And when we begin our day, we notice that it's so fruitful when we start our day off in prayer. So as you heard Minister Brenda, she started this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer. We encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer because we know when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. And that's why God selected the scripture reference, Psalms 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we're just excited that this God-ordained call has gone through, and we're excited that we can invite you to the website so you can peruse and see what thus saith the Lord by hearing archived messages from the inception of this call. And we also are blessed to have a website that is interactive. So if you would like to place your prayer requests, your testimonies, or your praise reports, you can do so by using that website. Or you can go to our email, which is info, I-N-F-O, info at themasterscall.net. And there you will be able to send your praise reports, testimonies, or prayer requests, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda or Dr. Vanessa, will get back to you and let you know, thus saith the Lord. We're also excited because directly after this call, we jump on what we call the MMC call, which was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook. And I tell you, that call will show you how to amplify your business because Platinum President Marie Preston says a closed mouth is a closed business. So find out how to amplify your Artist International business. Find out how to get your voice out there and, just like the prayer Jabez, enlarge your territory. You can do that by dialing area code 530-881-1300 and use the access code 539-598-pound. Again, that's 539-598-pound. Hear the testimonies. Hear how people change their zip codes, their mindset. Just hear it all. And if you were invited to this call by somebody in Artist International, please go back to them and ask them how you can be part of Artist International, because an appointment with artists will change your life. And you, if you happen to see this call on social media or someone sent you a text, I encourage you to go to the website and you'll see who an Artist International distributor is and ask them to please minister the word of health to you. So we are elated. We are excited because, again, God has blessed us mightily, and it's up to us to go out there with Jesus' joy and share that enthusiasm. And we're going to go ahead and bring the speaker of the hour on right now because it is preaching time, and we know that the blood still works. We know that it's one to work in Wednesday. We know that God has blessed us with the second half of this year, but we want you to know that this speaker, she has a testimony in her story. There is glory in her story. You know, when you hear about things happening in your life that you don't understand and you can't explain it, but you still keep praising God anyway. And when you hear about a story about someone who feels like they can't go on, but then they just keep screaming and praising God, then it tells you that these joy retreats are real. And when you have somebody that just loves God with all their heart and all their soul, you'll see how he selected them to be a chaplain in the military, how he selected them to minister the word across the world and be able to profess Christ and all that he does. This young, we are talking about, is a young lady that we call Ms. Super Fantastic. Dr. Dimples, our co-founder of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts. I cannot wait to hear what the Lord has in store for her to share with us this morning. But if you would like to know more about her, go to www.themasterscall.net, and there you will see how this Mississippi beauty has continued to spread the word of Christ, and she goes out there and is that great minister in the marketplace. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the song and reintroduce to many, none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you out there?
Can you hear me, Minister LaShawn?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, God bless you. I was about to say, good morning, my TMC family. Indeed, it is so good to be addressing you from this sunny state of Florida. I do give God the honor and glory this morning for his goodness, mercy, and kindness. I thank God for Minister Brenda Terrell, our great prayer general. I thank you so much for the tag, Wonderful Working Wednesday. I thank God also for our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, my friend and sister in the Lord, who has worked untiringly with this call over these past 4 years and soon to be 5 years. I thank God anything that lasts that long for God is nothing but a blessing. And so I tell you, anything that we do for God, we need to know is all right in my sight. Let me tell you, God has given me this morning just one simple word, which is the most powerful tool that we have in our belt, and is the word that this call was built on when the prophecy came for Pastor Vanessa and I to do this call. And you know me, if I hear it and believe that it is God, I'm just going to step right on out. I remember that we were on a call together with this prophet and his wife, and they had said that God was calling us to do a call for him, and a prayer call. And I already had it. No prophecy coming your way should do anything but confirm what God has already said in your spirit and spoken in your spirit. So she and I both knew that if anything that artists needed at that time, at this time, and in the future was prayer. And so my word for today is just pray. Pray. As you have been listening to the news, you know without a shadow of a doubt that our world is in a place and space where we need to pray. Just simple. Four-letter word, P-R-A-Y, pray. Why should we pray? We should pray so that we can be strengthened by the power of God. I want you to get your Bibles and turn to Ephesians, the third chapter, and we are going to begin reading at the 14th verse. I believe that two of the greatest, the biggest mistakes that we have in our prayer life, number one, is our prayers are too small, and number two, our prayers are too general. Listen, let me tell you something. My son, at the age of 3 years old, taught me something, taught me these two great things in prayer. He taught me that I should pray big, hallelujah, that means something too big for me to do, and number two, I should pray very specific about what it is that I want God to do. Did you get that? When he was 3 years old, he prayed for a baby sister and a pair of tennis shoes to be delivered to him on Christmas Day. I can remember having the conversation at 3 years old, his little mind not really being able to comprehend anything other than what he had heard and seen his mother do. You see, it takes power, spiritual power, to be a good mother. You cannot mother these children and be a good mother without having spiritual power. So what this boy had seen me do was get on my knees and fall out before God and pray, and he had heard me quote scriptures. And so when I heard him say that he wanted a baby sister first of all, I knew that I had no control over whether this baby that I was going to have was going to be a girl or a boy. And number two, he wanted it on Christmas Day, very specifically on that day, not after or not before. He wanted it on that day. I knew without a shadow of a doubt. I was so shaky and afraid of breaking his little frail faith that I called my mama and I told my mom, I said, Mother, I need you to talk to this boy, help him to understand that this is not something that we may get, and just see, can you get him to want something else other than a baby sister and a pair of thinny shoes for Christmas? And she called and talked to him, and when she finished telling him about a little red wagon that he could have and all of the things that he could have, when she finished, he still came back and said, hey, glory, I thank you. It doesn't matter what the world says you can have. You need to get a resolve in your mind and know that what you are asking God for lines up with what you can have. That baby didn't even know that, but he didn't let his grandmama sway him. He didn't let his mother. I sat with him one day, and he jumped up and down and had a little Holy Ghost fit. And he said, Mama, you told me that what I asked for, I can have in the name of Jesus. All I wanted, the baby sister and a fair tennis shoe for Christmas. That's all. That's all. And so you know what? I had to back up off that thing, and I said, okay, God, you hear this boy. And with me, I'm just carrying this baby. This was before the ultrasounds, and we didn't have any insurance, so I couldn't go to the doctor no way. I had that baby at the house in the bed. David cut the navel string up. Midwife came in. But I have you to know that on Christmas morning at 5:45, that baby sister came, and he came down, kissed that baby. Okay, then my baby took it, now wear my tennis shoes. I said, no, you got to spend a little more time with this here sister, because it took a little bit more to get her here than that. So I say all of that to say, to drive home the point that sometimes our prayers are too small, hey, glory, and too general. God, here we see Paul praying this prayer while he is in prison, which also says to me that we can pray anywhere. The Ephesians 3:14 say, for this reason I kneel, hallelujah. Somebody ought to say, I got to kneel before the Father, not before the government, but before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I got to get down on my knees and pray out to God for all of the people of God. I pray, he goes on to say, that out of his glorious riches, not out of his limited ability, not out of our limited ability, not out of what we think are our opinion, but out of God's glorious riches, he may do what? Strengthen you, strengthen me with power, dunamis power through his spirit in your inner being. Where? Down on the inside. Down in your knower of knowers. Down to the very fabric of your very soul. That you are strengthened. Why? So that, here's that so that, because everything that God does is for a reason. So that who? Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So that what? Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. I want you to understand something, my dear friend. We serve a God who, we serve a Father who is a rich Father. Our Father is not poor. He's not broke, and he's not down and out. He's not looking for a job, and neither does he have two on the side. Our Father is already rich, glorious riches, and his riches are to empower us so that we can go forth and share Jesus Christ with power. Glory to God. We are to go forth and let people know that our Father is somebody. And people talk to me about, oh, girl, how do you do that? I said, my daddy helped me. Your daddy is still living? Oh, yes. Oh, he is alive and well. He's so alive, honey, that he created the heaven and the earth. Yes, he is so alive. Oh, you talking about God. You mighty right I'm talking about God. My God is my Father, and he is alive. I pray that out of his glorious riches, this is what Paul is saying. And then he goes on and say, and I pray that you, being rooted, oh, you're planted and rooted. And not only are you rooted, you're established in love. I wish I had a little time to talk a bit about this love thing, that establishing love may have power because you are established and you are rooted in love. You will have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp. Here's that, so that. Why? Why are you going to have that? So that you can grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep, hey, glory, is the love of Christ. You know, growing up in Mississippi, I grew up with a mother who just instructed me in so many areas. I need to write a book on the things that my mama taught me. One thing that my mama taught me was there are no big I's and little U's in God. Hey, that we all are God's children. There was a little retarded boy. He was mentally challenged, but we at that time we just called him retards. And my mama said, don't you ever call him that again. I want you to know that Larry is one of God's children. Just like you, and were it not the grace of God, you would be just like Larry. She said, I don't want to hear anything other than you love Larry. Now, you go get Larry and bring him in here and sit him down at this table. He's going to eat dinner with us. Allah, hey, my, hey, glory to God. Oh, Jesus, I feel your anointing right now. We need to be careful about how we treat God's children because we could be treating an angel unaware. We need to be careful about how we talk about God's children. Our love should be so deep and so wide, so long and so high, that when people talk about us, they should talk about the fact that we love people. We love God's children no matter where they were. I grew up in a church where hell and brimstone was taught and fed us on a daily basis. And so the truth of it is I came to God because I really did not want to go to hell, but I thank God that he kept me long enough and I got rooted and established in his word so that I don't now serve him because I'm afraid of going to hell, but because I reverence and I have a fear of him, a love for him, a desire to be with him, to represent him, to be the light for him in this world of darkness. Somebody ought to shout amen, amen out there. Listen, let me tell you one more thing that this word said that really touched my heart really, really good, and I really love it. We need to have power to understand how much God loves us. I mean, when we have power enough to understand the real depth of God's love for us, the truth that he loved us so much that he sent his only son. My daughter asked me a question yesterday that was real deep. She said, Mama, where did Jesus come from if he was God's only son? Who was his mama? She said, Mama, come on and talk to me. I said, let me tell you something, Devola. There are some mysteries of God that only God understands and only God can give us answers for. I said, what difference does that make? How will that make you serve God better? That's the question that I'm asking you today. All of these different things that take our eyes off of the love of God and put them on junk that will separate us, divide us, and cause us to hate each other, talk to each other any kind of way, treat each other any kind of way. I want to know, what difference is that going to make in the end? Because God is going to ask you, did you love my people? If you love them, feed my sheep. If you love them, you just go out and feed my lamb. Just go out and feed them if you love them. Yes, what do you believe, Dr. P.K. Roberts? I believe in the Bible. What do you really believe? I believe that God loved me so much that he sent his only son. What do you really believe about all of these issues? I know for a fact that killing 9 people in a church is a sin. Hey, show cock. I said, they're terrible. Oh, glory to God. I know that that is not right. I know that feeding the hungry and making education available for all of God's children. But in addition to that, medical care is a godly act. But will that keep me from heaven or will it keep me from hell? I tell you, the thing that will is my fussing and fighting over issues that will definitely separate me from the love of God. Somebody ought to say, we need to pray. We need to pray. I'm just doing one prayer here that Paul did over in the epistle, because we need to understand that Paul made his prayers very specific, and therefore we need to do the same. And, Lord Jesus, I'm running on out of time. Let me go on down here to this last part of it. Now to him, now to him who is able, come on, somebody say able. I just took this one little short prayer of Paul's and just talked about it this morning. I don't have the time to preach it, but I do want you to understand that Paul prayed, and we've got to stop and pray and stop debating issues, but pray about the issues. Yes, yes, yes. Pray about the issues. Nobody can truly tell us what caused the young man of 23 years old to walk into a church and sit in the midst of a Bible study for a solid hour and then stand up and just start killing people. Nobody. It's beyond our little minds just can't understand that. Nobody can tell us and make us understand why a group of people on one side of the aisle are fussing and fighting because they don't want people on the other side of the aisle to have real health care.
Amen.
Just understand. Okay. Oh, Lord, that is my sister telling me. So let me tell you the last little part right now. Now, him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I want you to know that God is so absolutely awesome, you all, that we as spiritual leaders, we as God's children, need to pray big prayers, prayers with purpose, prayers that we understand will absolutely bring us to where God would have us. We have two more minutes, and I'm going to give a couple of announcements, and I'm going to pray. Let me go on and pray and then give the announcements. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you, and we praise you today for this call. We praise you for the prayer warriors on this call. We magnify you for everybody who gets on this call, seeking a great word from you to begin their day, seeking the power of you to strengthen them so that they can go forth and love on that day as you've given us to love, to be the light on that day in the world of darkness as you've given it to be. So, God, we ask that you bless us all in Jesus' name. We pray specifically today for the ones that you call this prayer call to pray for. And that is the Artist International family, from the daddy, papa, and mama all the way down to the person who just signed on the dotted line last night. God, you bless in Jesus' name as only you can. And we pray specifically for those who have lost loved ones, who are really carrying the mantle of grief on their hearts. We pray for Phyllis Carter, specifically for Susan White. We pray for them this morning, God, that you have mercy upon them and bring the joy and allow the joy bells to ring in their souls again. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you and we say amen and amen. As you get off this call this morning, I ask that you go over to the MMC call so that you can hear what the Platinums and the leaders of artists are doing over there. And let me see, Sister Minister LaShawn, you know you got that number, so come on and give it. The other announcement that I would like to give this morning is that I am the CEO of SuperFantasticLife.com, but I want you to go to www.joyanonymous.com and sign up. I do retreats, And I am really in the business of reconnecting you to your joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Last number, Sister LaShawn, and then we are getting on out of here so everybody can go out and have a super fantastic day.
Amen, and praise God. And praise God for you. We're excited with the word that you have blessed us with through the Lord. And the MMC call, jump on it right now. That phone number is area code 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539-598-POUND. Go ahead and go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy, letting people know that you are a Christian, not by what you say, but by what you do. Be blessed. And we thank you, Dr. PK, for this super fantastic word that you have blessed us with. Go to our website and be blessed.